WKXW Trenton, WKXW HD, a Town Square Media station.
From New Jersey's most listened to station, New Jersey 101.5 News starts now.
It's 7 o'clock. I'm Natalie Migliori. Topping our report this hour, lawmakers and Governor Phil Murphy have agreed to add another $505 million to the state's pension contribution in the upcoming budget. That's on top of what was ready to be a record $6.4 billion payment. The additional pension payment reflects the cost of lowering the expected return on investment for pension assets from 7.3% to 7% a year earlier than had been planned. Jersey's COVID-19 community core continues to fan out across the state, knocking on doors to give people information about the COVID vaccine and encouraging them to get the jab.
We're not stopping. We have the hammer dropped. I thank each and every person walking their communities to help us get the word out that the vaccines are safe, effective, and free.
Governor Murphy says more than 4.8 million men and women and children in Jersey are now fully vaccinated. And new vaccination clinics are being set up in pharmacies, churches, and barbershops to make it more convenient than ever to get the shot. Keene University faculty and students could soon be in line for more research opportunities under a bill unanimously approved by the legislature Monday, designating it an urban research university. University officials say it can open doors for students and help solve state challenges. In an early look at the November gubernatorial election, an FDU poll shows incumbent Democrat Phil Murphy with a significant lead over his Republican challenger, Jack Cittarelli.
Well, there's still a lot of people who just don't know who they're going to vote for. Remember, we just had the primary very recently, and a lot of people still have no idea who the Republican challenger is.
Poll executive director Dan Cassino says 70% of voters claim they don't know enough about Cittarelli to have an opinion of him. A happy homecoming for Chunk, a 3-year-old golden retriever who went missing a few weeks ago in F Cove in Brick. Two troopers from Point Pleasant got a call about a dog swimming in Barnegat Bay earlier this morning. When they got to the area, Chunk was swimming near a bridge and they pulled him to safety. I'm Natalie Migliori. Download our mobile app for breaking traffic, weather, and news alerts sent to your smartphone. It's free from New Jersey 101.5. The complete New Jersey 101.5 forecast is coming up. New Jersey fast traffic in 1 minute.
New Jersey 101.5 is your vaccination information station. Our news team sorts out fact from fiction and keeps you up to date with the latest vaccine information for the Garden State. Thanks to our sponsor, Horizon Blue Cross Blue Shield of New Jersey. Here when you need us most, now and always. Stay informed. Online, visit nj1015.com. On your radio and smart speaker, stay tuned to New Jersey 101.5. We are your vaccination information station.
It's 7:04. Here's New Jersey 101.5 fast traffic.
What a mess on Route 9 in Manalapan. Southbound, you're jammed from before Pinebrook Road all the way down to Taylor's Mills Road. It's a crash. Northbound, there are delays as well. Avoid it. Go an alternate route. The parkway is not looking all too badly. 280 West is slow out and over the Stickle Bridge, and there are some western spur delays northbound from 18W up to the Vince Lombardi service area. Across the Hudson, leaving New Jersey, we're looking at delays about 25 minutes at the George Washington Bridge. The Lincoln has eased out. The Holland, about 10 minutes from 1 and 9. Eastbound Whitehorse Pike and Mullica still blocked between Elmwood Road and Columbia Road with down power lines. Traffic every 15 minutes. Next report, 718 on New Jersey 101.5.
Dennis and Judy, wildly entertaining your weekdays for over 20 years on New Jersey 101.5.
The opinions expressed by the hosts, callers, and guests are not those of New Jersey 101.5, Town Square Media, or station advertisers.
New Jersey 101.5 instant weather. Rain ending and shifting offshore early this evening, then gradual clearing and turning chilly. Low 50 to 55, but 45 to 50 in the northwest hills and upper 50s at the shore. Lots of sunshine tomorrow. Nice with lower humidity. High 73 to 78. Tomorrow night, mainly clear and cool. Good sleeping weather. Lows from around 50 in the northwest hills to 60 at the shore. On Thursday, lots of sunshine. High 75 to 80. I'm meteorologist Bob Smirbeck.
Hi, we've got 67 degrees in Cape May, 66 degrees in St. Edmundston, 62 degrees in Clark. Fast traffic, instant weather every 15 minutes on New Jersey 101.5. Weather brought to you by David Bradley Chocolate Factory. It's graduation party time. Make the end of school extra sweet with chocolate caps and scrolls from your favorite graduate and party trays for the celebration. David Bradley at 92 North Main Street, Robbinsville, or online at dbchocolate.com.
New Jersey 101.5.